Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's all of Christian theology in one verse. Everything you need to know. The whole point of it all. The Word became flesh. Period. Everything hinges on that. And there is nothing without it. This was the plan all along, that God would become man so that man may enjoy a perfect communion with God for all of eternity. The foreshadowing is there in the Garden of Eden as Adam and Eve talk with the Lord God in the cool of the day. And it runs throughout the Old Testament, especially in the tabernacle and the temple, where God set his physical presence among his people. But it is fulfilled in the one born of Mary in Bethlehem. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Part of this plan, formed by Almighty God before the foundations of the world were laid, is the cross of Christ. So the Word became flesh to live and to die for you, to redeem you, to buy you back from the devil, not with gold, not with silver, but with his holy, precious blood shed on Golgotha. So the cross isn't plan B, it's plan A. It's the only option. The Word must have flesh if he is to fulfill the law for you in his perfect life and sacrificial death as your substitute. You are saved because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. His blood paid the price to set you free from sin's chains. But there's more to it than that. The Word remains flesh and still dwells among us. He didn't stay dead, but he lives. Death could not hold him. He emerged from the tomb in the same flesh and blood, resurrected and glorified for all of eternity. The Word made flesh, Jesus, the Christ, is the first fruits of all those who believe in him. For you too, like him, shall be resurrected to dwell in your glorified body with him forever in the new heavens and the new earth when he comes again in glory. And that's the point of what it means that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You look for the life of the world to come, the life you will live in the eternal and glorified bodies that you will receive at the resurrection of the flesh on the last day. This world is not all there is. The body you have now is not all there is. There's coming the ultimate revelation of the Lord's will from eternity, when you shall dwell in the Lord's kingdom, which has no end. And that day will come, because the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us finished the work of your salvation in his life, in his death, in his resurrection. And now he rules over all things. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's all there is. That's the whole point. Without it, there's nothing else. With it, all things belong to you who belong to him. So come then and receive the bread from heaven, from the manger of this holy altar, and live. For man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, even the Word who became flesh and continues to dwell among us. Amen.